This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we noted the disciples were insensitive to people in general as well as to fellow believers. In addition, they were insensitive to their own needs. They thought of themselves as true, faithful followers. But when Jesus told them in Mark 14:18 that one of them would betray him, one by one they said to Jesus, "Surely not I." There apparently was a question in their minds about their own fidelity, but they responded as though they would be true to him. Later, when Jesus tells Peter specifically that he would fall away, verse 27, Peter declared in verse 29, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Jesus reiterated his prediction with specificity, but Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same, according to verse 31. They were insensitive to how vulnerable they themselves were. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus asked them to watch with him while he prayed, they all fell asleep. This happened three times. Moments later, when Jesus was taken captive and brought to judgment, Peter denied his master with curses and swearing. Not until the rooster crowed did Peter remember Jesus' words and tearfully acknowledge his failure. Truly, he and the other disciples were insensitive to their own shallow commitment. It's true, Peter took up a knife to defend Jesus before he was arrested in the garden. Jesus stepped forward and surrendered so that scripture prophecies might be fulfilled. The disciples, on the other hand, fled, as predicted in the scriptures and by Jesus.